Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Always good to have you along for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. A Wednesday morning. Shan will be back with you tomorrow. In the meantime, Melissa and I have a great guest in studio. Matt Stidham is the City of Frankfort Fire Chief. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, ladies?
We are doing as well as we can be. Good. You know, good. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Yes,
took the dogs
is.
For a walk this morning. It was nice and cool. And
yes, it's nice having that break, but you just want that heat back sometimes, too. I'm a heat guy.
Are you?
Oh, I like the warm weather.
Well, when they finish getting my roof on today, then I want it to warm up and heat so it can seal it
there
really
you go.
Well.
That's a great idea.
Well, yeah. When we had Chad on the other day, didn't he say we were going to have another little period of heat? So I think that you both are going to be happy.
Yeah.
These cool mornings aren't quite here to stay yet.
No, not
was
yet.
My understanding. So
not yet.
No. State fair is coming, that's why.
There you go.
What is it about the fairs and festivals that they try and roast us?
State fair is hot anyway. I mean, just because of all the pavement and concrete and everything else, but then it has to be roasting hot when you're down there with the heat index is well over 100, and yeah. That's just state fair.
It absolutely is. Well, you guys got another piece of equipment. And I got to see it. Man, it's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We put a lot of effort into it. You know, I always want to make sure the first shout out is to Center Township. You know, they're so good to us. Jamie Pratt, the Center Township trustee, you know, she works very hard and her board works very hard for us and some of the needs that we have at the fire department. And actually, we had conversations about a new tanker because our tankers are getting pretty old. And their board says, well, what about a new brush truck or grass truck? And we was like, yeah, absolutely, whatever you would like to do. So it took us about 3 months, 3.5 months to get it all finalized and get it built. But we're pretty happy with it so far. It's not quite in service yet. We're just waiting on a few more pieces of equipment to come in. We can utilize it and we can still use it now, but we just want to try to get it fully stocked before we technically put it in service.
Sure. It is the prettiest grass rig I've ever seen.
It is. It's a beaut.
It is.
But that's the thing. It's the cool part about it is that and everybody's going, why do we need such a fancy grass rig? It's not really fancy. It's very well equipped. It looks good while it's at it. But it's extremely well equipped, and it can be used for more than just a field fire. Just
About that. I mean, yeah, for those of us that are in that industry, you guys always get on your little lingo that the rest of the world doesn't quite understand. Sure. So explain that a little bit.
Okay, so it's really important because most people think of it, oh, you're going to use this for grass fires or they're going to use it for a field fire. One of the biggest concepts with this apparatus now is that we wanted something that was maybe a little safer. If you've ever seen our old one, we did set it out the other day when we did the blessing of this new truck. So we set the old one out, kind of a comparison. But right now the firefighter's right on the front. And people don't ever think about the fact that when you're in a field fire, how smoky it is and the driver can barely see. Could you imagine if someone got bounced off of that and then they ran over them. So, I mean, there's always been that safety concern, you know, and we wanted to make sure that was our first and foremost. This apparatus can actually be ran inside. You don't even have to get outside and do anything. You can push all the buttons inside to start the pump, run the water, open the valves. So that's really going to be a big safety feature because now we don't have to have anybody on the outside of the truck. But kind of like you said about the lingo that we always tend to kind of talk about, we want to start utilizing this more than just as a brush truck. We want to utilize it. I mean, it's got a 500-gallon tank of water, so it'll be great to use for, like, car fires. It'll help manage some smaller fires that we have. You know, when we start working on, you know, fall comes and people start burning things a little bit more in their properties, this will be a great tool and asset for us to use during those, and it'll give us some more life back to some of our engines instead of them running all the time on those types of calls.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to get that. It does look nice, and it will be very helpful.
And it was much needed.
Yes, our last one is a 1991, and so...
And it's seen some rough treatment.
Has been through a lot.
It has been through a lot, yes, it has. And I know a lot of people think, the city of Frankfort, what do they need that for? Well, you still cover a lot of the rural area, but then if it's big enough, you can't take, you know, we have field fires out in Forest, in Michigan Town, and in Colfax, and in Mulberry area. You call, it's all hands on deck, and you'll bring in other grass rigs from other departments. Because you can't take those big engines out there. You can't take those tankers out there. Yeah, you can have them there to help fill up the grass rigs because you're going to empty them. And you can use them, set them on the road and be able to fill them up. But it takes more than one to get out there and fight those bigger ones.
And I think that the community doesn't recognize maybe the square mileage that we cover. But we cover a little bit more than 100 square miles of territory for the city of Frankfort. And with that being said, we have really worked hard, especially in the last 4 years or so, to really push that, you know, working together with the volunteers more. And I see that more and more every day now. You know, they're calling us and they're wanting assistance. And you know, it's a blessing for me, because as I always say, you know, the fire service isn't about who's paid or who's not paid. It's about the service to the community. And that's what we want. You know, I want that from our department, is to help service everybody. And this truck is going to help that quite a bit.
Yeah, very much so. And I mean, I know you're like me. That's something that's been going on for generations.
Sure.
Working together, all mm-hmm. the different departments. Okay, give us an update on your baby.
Okay, so Station 4. We're working still towards it. I can't really give you an update on the completion. I have a meeting with them in a couple weeks to talk about, you know, where we're at timeline-wise. I believe we're going to be a little delayed, but without being able to give a date for sure, we're looking at there's some products that they have ordered, and they have been on order, but they may not be here until like the 1st of September, which then by the time they get it on, because our original timeline was the end of September. But I think that, you know, as you go through, there's about a 2 to 4 week process of doing walkthroughs and finding things that need to be fixed. Sure. So, you know, I think it's going to be delayed a little bit, but as I have spoke to the mayor about, and a lot of the personnel at the fire department, you know, we're not in a rush. We want to make sure that this building is going to be 100% the way we want it. And I just spoke to the site manager the other day. We kind of have a new site manager, and I did speak to him, and I said, I hope you understand that I'm going to be very, very picky. And I said, we are spending a lot of taxpayers' money, and there will be no flaws. And if there is, you will be fixing them before I take possession. So, you know, I think that's kind of an important thing for, you know, our department, to make sure that we do have a good long-lasting facility, but also good for the public to know that we're trying to be good stewards with making sure that we're not just getting something thrown to us and say, okay, here, we're happy with it. No, we're going to make sure. I'm out there a lot telling them, I don't like this, let's do this, this needs to be repaired. And they're pretty good with it. They understand it.
So you got your roll of blue painter's tape that you're going to be going through and marking everything with.
Yes, and actually we had a conversation a couple weeks ago that maybe, even though we know the completion date is not there right now, maybe I need to start going through and marking things so they can just start getting them off their list.
Sure.
But yeah. It's coming along good. It's coming along great. I hope you guys and the community goes out by there, takes a look at it at times. It's a huge facility, and I think I said that the last time we were talking about it. It's huge. But I want the public to remember that the idea of this facility was so we can grow, and that the taxpayers aren't spending more money down the road
putting new stations in. I'd rather do it now. I think prices are only, as you know, as things change, the world is only getting more expensive.
Absolutely.
So I would rather do it now and just do it once.
Yep. And I think that it'll be a huge asset for our community, and we'll be able to grow. I mean, I had somebody ask me yesterday, he says, why do we have, you know, several offices in there if we're not going to be using them? I'm like, because the concept is what happens if the west side of Frankfort grows and that needs to be the headquarters.
Yeah.
Now we have admin space. We have space for a chief to be in. Our investigators are going to be out there now for sure. They already have a designated office with a locked area for their evidence that they can lock up, and it's very secure now. So we build it to grow.
That makes sense.
Well, and I think everybody's happy to see something on the other side of the tracks.
That's true.
I mean, let's face it.
That's true. Getting it out that way, you know, was important for all of us, obviously with the annexation, you know, in the hopes that the community will grow and we'll get some more infrastructure.
Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham is our guest on Party Line today. Do you have any open positions right now? Are you looking for any firefighters?
Well, great question, because we just met Monday about we're going to probably be starting a new process. So you'll be seeing that on our website here soon. Hopefully we'll be taking some applications. So state requires us every 2 years, if no one knew this, every 2 years the state requires that we have to do a new pool. And so we generally get to that, you know, standstill to where we hire a few people out of it, and then we get to the point to where it's getting close to that time frame, so we start a new process. So we have spoke to the pension board, and they are wanting to do a new process. Probably speculation right now would be we get it posted around the 1st of August that we're going to be taking applications. By the end of August, we'll stop, and then we'll start doing the contacting people and getting ready for the process.
Question on that. What is behind, or what do you feel is behind the state's requirement to do that every 2 years?
I think, I mean, it's been this way, I think, the entire time I've ever been on the fire department.
Yes.
But I'm assuming that it's just so that way, when you, like for me, when we built our last pool, we had 24 to 26 applicants who made it through. But what happens is as you go through the year, those individuals have applied other places and now they're gone. So we're very, very fortunate that we have a lot of applicants that still apply at the fire department. And, you know, I know the law enforcement sometimes, I think they've had some struggles over the years with, you know, having a large enough pool. But for us, we have. And then what happens is we, you know, we do interviews with individuals and we base them on, used to be an A, B, and C group. But now we just, you know, do it from top to bottom and we always monitor that. But things change and people's lives change. And sometimes those people are not available. I think I've offered 3 jobs probably in the last year and a half, 2 years to individuals and they're already working somewhere else.
I'm curious. We have a couple of things on the desk here for
sure.
You. We have some fun things coming up.
Yes.
And I know that you have a very serious job at times, but it's nice to see you guys are doing some fun things coming up, and they're all for good causes. Let's talk about the pickleball tournament.
Yeah, so all of these events are union presented to everybody. So this is something that the union has really been working hard on. If you've noticed in the last couple of years, you've probably seen a lot more out of the union coming with these types of events. So the pickleball tournament, as they have met collectively, they have decided that there were some fundraisers that they wanted to do. And one of them was a pickleball tournament because, you know, pickleball's so popular. And I think they wanted to just say, hey, you know what? We support the pickleball community just as well. And we want them to you know, have a participant and have their own little tournament.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up, by the way. I'm bringing these things up so that you can get them on your calendar now. The pickleball tournament is coming up August 15th. It starts at 9 a.m. at the TPA Park Pickleball Courts. And all proceeds will benefit the Frankfort Fire Department, Fire Local 705 Benevolent Funds. So it's just a $100 entry fee, and so it's all for a good cause. You can't beat pickleball for a good cause, can you?
You cannot. Nope, no. Not at all.
Kind of goes like golf. You can't beat golf for a good cause.
That's right. Golf, as you can see, as you have said already, obviously that's going to be towards the end of September. The golf has been, it was huge last year. I'm not a golfer, so might surprise people, but it's just not my forte. But I participated last year and had a great time. They did a great job with the event. And again, a lot of these will go to, you know, community projects or something for the union.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can get that on your calendar for September 26th. And if you would like more information, we have QR codes here at the station. You are welcome to stop by anytime and scan a QR code, or we can help you get information if you would like it on either of these two events.
And the cool part about the golf tournament, it goes towards the scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I both knew Dave and...
Sure, and absolutely.
Dick Sheets,
yes.
And Dave Elliott. Dave Elliott was a huge part of the fire department and EMS.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
For many years. So, but yeah, and Dick was always an avid person in the program. So just cool to see those carry on their legacies as well.
And that's the big thing, is carrying on somebody's legacy sometimes.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't come in with the trophy.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, where are your bragging rights?
No,
I thought you would hold that up to the camera. Come on.
I want to know why it was such a narrow margin. Because, I'm sorry,
we're
usually
referring
you guys
to battle
just
of the
blow
badges.
Them out.
Well,
so,
you know,
what happened?
I am not sure what happened. All I know is every time our units get together, police and fire, it's like it's a Super Bowl or something, and they are so intense. They all are so intense.
Well,
and
I was going to ask if the police department, I mean, normally they don't let Shoemaker play because he's terrible. And he says he is. He flat honestly, he admits that he is a terrible basketball player. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Was he playing for the wrong team? And that's why it was such a close game. But yeah.
Well,
no.
A little secret or a little tidbit about this. You talked about a trophy. So as we know, it got postponed due to, you know, an incident that happened. So it got postponed and it got rescheduled. Well, us being funny like we are, we went ahead and had the little badge that says Frankfort Fire Department 2026. We already had it made and on the trophy. And so I had to kind of pull it out of my pocket and show him, hey, look, we already got it made. We knew we was going to win. But, you know, it's so fun. And I'm not a big basketball person either, but I will tell you, it's always fun to watch them. And I just always get overwhelmed on just how intense everyone can be. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like they're going for a gold ring or something.
And it's bragging rights.
And it's such a great cause.
It is bragging rights, but you don't ever hear the fire department brag a lot about winning.
There we go. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shoemaker's going to have to wait another year before he can put that trophy right where he has a spot designated for it in the new station.
Just to keep dusting that area, yeah, I guess. Yeah, right?
It hasn't been there for a while. Maybe I ought to get him a participation trophy.
Oh, there you go.
And then he can at least put something there for participation.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in this morning.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
Budget season. Let's talk about budgeting and what you're looking forward to and what your thoughts are for 2027 and whether, you know, we've had a couple of big purchases this year, mm-hmm. which is really kind of unusual, but it just kind of happened to fall on the calendar that way and work out this way because it takes so long to get trucks. And even if you start early, you know, it takes so long. So talk about thoughts for 2027. Are we needing anything else? And then talk about budgeting.
You know, the biggest things that we're really working on right now, and I've met with the mayor and on these issues, is probably the personnel, you know, and I know what our, you know, our tax base is here in our community. And I know that things, you know, it's hard to hire new personnel, but when we designed this fire station and the concept of it, you know, even prior to me, there was concepts about, you know, what we need, where it's going to be. And, you know, when I came into this position, I put that into the forefront that, hey, this is, you know, this is what you wanted. This is what we want to do. And unfortunately for the city, we still are looking to, you know, hopefully get some more personnel at the first of the year. That would probably be my biggest thing that I'm really pushing for, is to make sure we get that. Other than that, a lot of it I've talked to the mayor about is having a new station. We have to pay the utilities for the new station. We have to pay for the upkeep of the new station. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've got a lot of my budget's going to be based on the new station. But some of the things that we've added, again, was some personnel. One of the things that I just wanted to bring to your guys' attention is I've been working on trying to get a program, a new reporting program for the fire service. You know, Joshua, it's Jamie Michael, or my deputy chiefs, we've all been working on it, you know, for a long time. And it's been almost 3 years I've been working on this. And finally, we started the process at the end of June. And one of the things that I am excited about is we've always just had a service that shows, here's your call. And that's kind of it. You don't get a lot of information. This is an encompassing program that will now allow not only Frankfort, because we have the volunteers are all included, all the chiefs are included in this process, but it gives us so much more information. And I'll be coming to you guys hopefully the next time that we meet about a program on this called Community Connect. And it's a great asset for the fire service. And again, this isn't just Frankfort. This will be all of Clinton County, to where we're going to have to start initiatives out there to say, hey, here's a QR code. Scan it if you would like, and you can put information about your home, the people who live in your home. If there's some medical issues that you have, you can start putting this information in as a community, and it is all secured. There's only one person who has access. That'll either be me or my designee at the fire department. And then same with the volunteers, they will have their own access. But the important thing is it will allow you to indicate, hey, maybe I have two pets. One's a dog, one's a cat. Maybe, you know, I have a swimming pool out back, or maybe I have, you know, a child with this illness, or a grandparent or a parent with this illness, and they're on oxygen and they need electricity.
I mean, this is brilliant.
This thing can... I always say it's what we want to build it to be. I have worked on this with our admin, Carla Schwartz. She's been an advocate or a big part of this as well. And we just had the Community Connect portion yesterday where we kind of opened it up. We started talking about it and understanding it. And once I seen it, again, it's all voluntary. we're not going to ask the community, you have to do this, but it's their option.
Oh, I think that's a brilliant idea. Why wouldn't you want somebody coming in an emergency to know a little bit of a few things happening before they get there?
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, and again, I stress this because I just want the community, I guess they don't see this because it's on the backside, but I just want the community to know that this will benefit them, because if I get a call to, let's say, 1400 West Barner Street, which we know is Station 3, but they have something listed in there that, you know, mom is on oxygen, it will automatically come up and say, hey, this home has this, or this home has this concerns. This home may have, they can even put like where their gas shutoff is. They could put where their electric is. I mean, there's so much information. And again, I don't expect the public's probably going to do all of that information, but there's just the basics. And basically what it is the name, who owns the house, what your address is, and then you get to fill in the rest of the boxes as you want, as the community wants to. And so what that does, that gives us a pre-plan. That gives us a little bit of an idea of what's going on in that home. It will auto-update every year, so the homeowner will get a personal email, not from us, but from the company that says, hey, your year is up. We need you to update. If they choose not to, after two attempts, it will just erase their information, so that way it's not on there. Same with if somebody moves. Somebody moves and say, hey, you know, we don't live here anymore. It takes it off of our pre-plan, but it also kind of keeps in the background, so that way if someone else does come in and move and they tag this and say, hey, I live here, it can pre-populate some of that information that we already had, and then they would adjust it. You know, maybe they don't have any medical concerns. So that's just a tiny portion of what this
program
will do.
That's a great idea.
Well, and that would be my next question, would be, would it be possible? I mean, I understand the annual update, but would it be possible to edit during the year, being able to go back in and edit your information, you know, say you add something or something comes out or a medical condition comes up.
Absolutely.
And
the communities will have that access. So whoever registers that home will say they have that access. We don't have their passwords. We can't go in and, I think if I have one operator, they can go in and help somebody change their password, but we can't go in and edit their material. We can't do anything. It's all based on what the community wants to give us.
Yeah.
And if you decide all you want to do is say, yeah, I want to do this and here's my address and I have two pets, that's all you have to do.
Well, I like it because if you have children, you know, we used to get the stickers or the thing to put on the window. Do they still do those stickers for
they don't
or something
do that
similar?
As much.
I wondered.
No. I think it's just the way that the world has evolved and how people are scared of predators.
So when you have those
in the window, it would alert them.
I figured.
But one last thing that I want to add to this, and I think you will appreciate just as well, is when we did this, we wanted the entire county to do it, not just Frankfort Fire.
Yeah.
And so we can now share information. So if Michigan Town or Kirkland or Colfax, if they build this the way they want to, if I get a call to one of those areas to assist, we will have the capabilities of seeing what they have gotten. Now, I won't have control of what Colfax residents put in, but if I get a call there, it will show up on my screen so I know if there is any concerns at that location.
Yeah, you know what you're walking into.
Yeah, and so it was just this, you know, this company is, I don't want to say they're new, but they're fairly new to the Midwest. They've been here for a few years. I've been working on this for a few years to get it because it's a little bit of a cost. You know, that's the scary thing for anybody, especially when you get into government. Everybody's scared of, you know, what things are going to cost. And we're working towards those right now to make sure that, you know, those costs are going to be incurred somewhere, somehow, or it's going to be paid for. But you wouldn't believe, I know IFD is switching to its Carmels, Fishers, Nobles. I mean, it's really an all-inclusive program.
I think that seems like a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there's a little bit of a cost, but you know, if we can save some human life, it's totally worth it.
Honestly, God, anything is better than the notebook that we had to carry back in the day, because we would get that information from residents.
Sure.
And you know, we would put it in, literally put it in a 3-ring binder with like a big address book, but it had all their information in it.
Yeah, and I mean, this program will allow every service to see what maybe our pre-plan is. So let's say we had an incident at one of our factories and we have to do relay pumping, and I know I'm talking that lingo right now, but a relay pumping, we can have a pre-plan there that shows where an engine actually will go, how long a hose line will be to that engine, and then that from that engine to another engine.
Yep.
And then everybody knows.
And everybody knows where to go to set up.
Yeah. We're simplifying the process of how we arrive on the scene, mm-hmm. and we are definitely increasing the amount of information that we will be able to obtain prior to going. GPS will be a portion of it. It'll automatically come up if we want to. It'll show us a daylight vision, like a Google Earth, of where you're going, if it's a residence, if it's a factory. So that way it'll, again, factories can put in, hey, my FDC is in this location. They can take a picture, put it on there, and all I have to do is touch this little icon on the screen, and it'll show me a picture where it is in case, you know, let's say there's a bush around there. So it's going to be it's going to be awesome. I think you know, we are putting a lot of energy. Josh Hewitts and Carla Schwartz, you know, us three are really working on it. We've got Dustin Phillips. He's working on it with us as well, and he's kind of managing the volunteer services right now. Right. So he's working really hard on that, but he's also helping us. And you know, we have our IT person Adam Lucas helping, and we're getting ready to start kind of opening up. You know, Jamie Michael helps a little bit with it. And we're going to get ready to open it up to start having more people help us, because it's so much work right now.
We will be looking forward to hearing more on that.
Yes.
Very much.
Yeah.
I know you have an appointment to get to, so we will get wrap this up today, because that is a great teaser for the next time to hear more about that as well. Again, Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham has been our guest on Party Line. Shan will be in tomorrow. Thank you all so much for listening. We hope you have a great day.